For high school seniors, spring is usually a time for celebration. Graduations, parties, and special events to recognize their achievements. But not this year. Many of these events have been postponed or canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. To learn more about how to deal with the loss of important life events, KUER's Caroline Ballard talked with Sarah Lafkas, an assistant professor of social work at Utah Valley University who runs a small practice in Orem. She says loss affects different people in different ways.
So I've definitely seen some clients who are presenting with more anxiety and depression because of things like their loss of their routine, the loss of social connection, the loss of, you know, the world and the way it was, the anxiety of what might happen, kind of that anticipatory anxiety. A couple of clients have actually less anxiety and depression because they are removed from their regular routines and they're not running into the triggers. So I'm seeing that a little bit too, but overall, you know, I am seeing some people who have some more difficulties dealing with some of these things.
The United States is seeing a climbing death toll from COVID-19, but there are other losses too. Life events, graduation, prom, weddings, birthdays. Is it fair to call the distress people feel from missing those life events grief?
Yeah, I think that that's a really apt way to conceptualize what's going on with a lot of people right now, because it's not only loss of routine, but it's also the loss of the plans and the celebrations and the milestones, especially if there's a once-in-a-lifetime event that you were going to have, like a graduation. And when you can't have those things, that creates some very powerful feelings. And I think that can be conceptualized as grief, because it's not only like a loss of, you know, this thing happening, but there's also no clear path as to when this is going to end or what things are going to look like, or are you going to have a replacement for some of these losses? So it's that unknown coupled with the loss.
One group especially affected by this are high school seniors. There are so many events to commemorate that time in people's lives, and many were canceled basically overnight. What would you say to those students?
One, give yourself permission to feel your feelings. You know, no matter how they manifest, a lot of people experience things like denial or anger or depression, bargaining, all these different things could possibly happen. And so I think just give yourself permission to feel those feelings. Those feelings are okay. I think a lot of people might feel guilty because they might feel like, oh, well, you know, it could be worse. I could be out of a job. I could be sick. And that might be true, but it doesn't invalidate the loss that is very real and that you are going through. Seeking social connection and support. Grief is an internal process, emotional process, but mourning is like kind of a ritual that often goes along with grief. And is there a way to express your grief through mourning, your grief of that loss of that graduation? For example, could you write about it? Could you have a support group meeting with other students, you know, online? Could you talk about your memories? Could you commemorate this loss in some way? You know, I think that doing those sorts of ritualized things can help with the expression of grief.
What's the power in naming one of the emotions someone might be experiencing as grief?
You know, I think that there's always power in being able to identify with what you're going through, to be able to name like the process. It kind of normalizes and it kind of makes it more of a common experience also, because you're grieving, you're going through something that's a loss. And it's not only a loss that's experienced by you, but it's experienced by so many other people. And so I think just naming this as grief gives it a sense of, okay, this is a process that is going to have to be played out. It's not necessarily something that's going to be with you for the rest of your life, but it will be something that just kind of plays out over time. And I think that there is power in just having that knowledge, because I think it enables you to sit with it a little bit more comfortably, hopefully.